From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama to deliver a historic speech to the African Union. President Obama Tuesday becomes the first U.S. leader to address the African Union. Monday, he met regional leaders in Addis Ababa to discuss South Sudan's conflict and held bilateral talks with host Prime Minister Hailemariam Desalegn. Mr. Obama said he had frank discussions on human rights. Mr. Hailemariam insisted Ethiopia is committed to improving its human rights and good governance.
My government has expressed its commitment to deepen the democratic process already underway in the country and work towards respect of human rights and improving governance.
Mr. Obama urged Addis Ababa to allow journalists and opposition parties to operate more freely, adding that creating space for journalists and opposition voices, quote, will strengthen rather than inhibit the ruling party's agenda. Turkey has called for a meeting of its NATO allies Tuesday to discuss threats to its security posed by both Islamic State and Kurdish fighters. Monday, the U.S. said it's working with Turkey on an attack plan to clear IS insurgents from northern Syria. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We continue to talk to the Turks about how to better cooperate along that border and against ISIL, and we'll continue to do that. I don't have any announcements today about what that's going to entail, but we are certainly cognizant of the fact that 2 million-some-odd refugees are in Turkey, and the Turks are carrying a heavy load in trying to deal with that.
A U.S. official said the joint U.S.-Turkey military operation would not include the imposition of a no-fly zone. Turkey's newly launched airstrikes against IS and Kurdish targets could complicate fighting on the ground, where Kurds are among the most effective forces battling the IS group in Syria and Iraq. This is VOA News. The United States says widespread human trafficking is helping fuel vast fortunes in the global economy, leaving millions exploited. Secretary of State John Kerry called the exploitation modern slavery, brutalizing girls and women into prostitution, forcing men, women, and children into low-wage jobs.
Not only is this a fight that we have to attempt, not only do we have a responsibility to bring every aspect of our institutions, of our government together in order to push back and to educate and to make people aware of this, but it's a fight we absolutely have to win. It is a modern-day human rights challenge of enormous proportions.
Mr. Kerry says human trafficking and modern slavery is an industry worth $150 billion annually. He said this year's report needs to be a call to action and urge governments to strengthen and enforce their laws. The death toll has risen to at least 13 following Sunday's bombing of the Jazeera Palace Hotel in Mogadishu by the militant group al-Shabaab. Among those listed as dead now, a Chinese embassy staff member. The hotel hosts several diplomatic missions and is a popular spot for lawmakers and reporters. Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed condemned the attack and vowed to rebuild the hotel. A shootout at a wedding late Sunday in northern Afghanistan's Baghlan province left 21 dead, several wounded. It was apparently sparked by the assassination of a provincial police official. Officials say most of the dead were wedding guests. The bride and groom were safe. The Chadian army has reportedly launched a major operation against Boko Haram fighters who have attacked islands on Lake Chad. Chad has joined Nigeria, Niger, and Cameroon in forming a military coalition to fight the Sunni insurgent group. Reuters reports at least 16 have been killed in raids by Boko Haram, with the jihadist group suspected of kidnapping many others. South Korea announced Tuesday that it is now virtually free of the deadly MERS virus that killed more than 30 and sickened hundreds of others since an outbreak was declared in May. The country has not confirmed any new cases of Middle East respiratory syndrome in more than 3 weeks. Thousands have been isolated in hospitals and homes as the government attempted to limit the spread of the virus. The city of Boston is now officially out of the race to host the 2024 Summer Olympic Games, following local opposition to the proposed cost. Mayor Marty Walsh refused to sign a contract obligating the city to pay for cost overruns.
I refuse to mortgage the future of the city away. I refuse to put Boston on the hook for overruns. And I refuse to commit to signing a guarantee that uses taxpayers' dollars to pay for the Olympics.
The U.S. Olympic Committee has only 7 weeks now to come up with an alternative to present to the International Olympic Committee. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.